Yeah, right, that should do it, said Jackram, rolling his eyes. The door was pushed open, and a small, dapper man stepped through carefully. In build, colouring and hairstyle, he looked rather like a vampire, said Polly softly.
Oh, damn, said Maledict.
The newcomer's clothing, however, was unusual. It was an old-fashioned evening dress coat, with the sleeves removed and many, many pockets sewn all over it. In front of him, slung around his neck, was a large black box. Against all common sense, he beamed at the sight of a dozen weapons poised to deliver perforated death.
Wonderful,
he said, lifting up the box and unfolding three legs to form a tripod for it.
But could the troll move a little to his left, please?
Huh?
Said Carborundum. The squad looked at one another.
Yes, and if the sergeant would be so kind as to move into the centre more and raise those swords a little bit higher, the vampire went on. Great. And you, sir, if you could give me a grr.
Grr, said Blouse.
Very good, really fierce now.
There was a blinding flash and a brief cry of,
oh, shit,
followed by the tinkle of breaking glass. Where the vampire had been standing was a little cone of dust. Blinking, Polly watched it fountain up into a human shape that coalesced once more into the vampire.
Oh, dear, I really thought the new filter would do it, he said. Oh, well, we live and learn.
He gave them a bright smile and added,
now, which one of you is Captain Horrence, please?
Half an hour had passed. Polly was still bewildered. The trouble was not that she didn't understand what was going on. The trouble was that before she could understand that, she had to understand a lot of other things. One of them was the concept of a newspaper. Blouse was looking proud and worried by turns, but nervous all the time. Polly watched him carefully, not least because he was talking to the man who had come in with the iconographer. He wore a big leather coat and jodhpurs, and spent most of his time writing things down in a notebook, with occasional puzzled glances at the squad. Finally, Maledict, who had good hearing, sauntered over to the recruits from his lounging spot by the wall.
"Okay," he said, lowering his voice. "It's all a bit complicated, but do any of you know about newspapers?"
"Yes, my second cousin Igor in Ankh-Morpork. Tell me about them," said Igor. "They're like a kind of government announcement."
Sort of. Except they are not written by the government. They are written by ordinary people who write things down," said Maledict.
"Like a diary?" said Tonka.
No.
Maledict tried to explain. The squad tried to understand. It still made no sense. It sounded to Polly like some kind of Punch and Judy show. Anyway, why would you trust anything written down? She certainly didn't trust Mothers of Borogravia, and that was from the government. And if you couldn't trust the government, who could you trust? Very nearly everyone, come to think of it.
Mr. Derwerd works for a newspaper in Ankh-Morpork, said Maledict. He says we're losing. He says casualties are mounting and troops are deserting, and all the civilians are heading for the mountains.
Why should we believe him?
Wazza demanded.
Well, we've seen a lot of casualties and refugees, and Corporal Strappy hasn't been around since he heard he was going to the front, said Maledict. Sorry, but it's true. We've all seen it.
Yeah, but he's just some man from a foreign country. Why would the Duchess lie to us? I mean, why would she send us out just to die? Said Wazza. She watches over us.
Everyone says we're winning,
said Tonka doubtfully, after that moment of embarrassment. Tears were running down Wazza's face.
No, they don't, said Polly. I don't think we are either.
Does anyone think we are? Said Maledict.
Polly looked from face to face.
But saying so, it's like treachery against the Duchess, isn't it?
Said Wazza.
It's spreading alarm and despondency, isn't it?
Maybe we ought to be alarmed, said Maledict. Do you know how he came to be here? He travels around writing things down about the war for his paper of news. He met those cavalry just up the road, in our country. And they told him they just heard that the very last recruits from Borogravia were here, and they were nothing but a wet little bunch of squeaking boys. They said they'd capture us for our own good,
and he could get a picture of us for his paper.